Pope Francis once again made history in an unprecedented canonization of two popes. It was Divine Mercy Sunday, April 27, the day of four popes, while the successor of Peter remained only one, Pope Francis. Never before have we had two popes canonized on the same day in the presence of two popes, Pope Francis and Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who concelebrated at the Mass. The number of those participating at the beautiful canonization ceremony were overwhelming. There were two popes, 150 cardinals, 700 bishops, 6,000 priests, and over 1 million pilgrims and visitors. The majority of the pilgrims came from Poland. Pope Francis, in his homily, described the two new saints as men of courage who collaborated with the Holy Spirit in reforming and updating the Church in accordance with its original foundation. They were priests, bishops, and popes of the 20th century. They lived through the tragic events of the century, but were not overwhelmed by them. For them, God was more powerful. Faith was more powerful. Pope Francis portrayed John 23rd as the Pope of exquisite openness, while John Paul II was the Pope of the family. The Pope said that both these themes were especially relevant as the Church prepares for the next synod of bishops that will focus on the family. The synod will need to look at the question of the family and the related issues with a spirit of openness and the pastoral concern of both these new saints. Reporting from Rome, this is the final report on the canonization. I am Monsignor John. God bless you.